So sometimes we may say that whatever is happening is God's will, or sometimes we may feel that, oh, I could have done better in this situation. So how do we reconcile the two? See, certainly the whole purpose of the Bhagavad Gita is... That's okay, I don't think we need the mic. I'll just repeat the question. So, we are definitely meant to choose more wisely. So if we consider, this is the present, this is the past, this is the future. So what has happened in the past, is it all for the good? Not necessarily. That everything is good. They're two different things. Everything that happens is good, and everything that happens is for good. The two are different things. Now, everything that happens is not good. Sometimes bad things happen in life. Now, when Draupadi is dishonored, nobody tells her, "Jo hua, achha hua." That is a bad thing. It is a terrible thing that happened, and the Pandavas take action against it. So, if some bad things have happened, then we can analyze, okay, maybe I could have done like this, I could have done like that. But what is damaging is just going over it again and again and again and living in the past. Lamenting about the past and living in the past. Okay, I made that mistake. It's over now. But Krishna is so expert that he can bring some good even out of the bad. So we could say at one level, Yudhishthira's decision to gamble was bad. At least his decision to gamble so much was bad. At that time, Bhishma's silence was bad. But through it all, Krishna brought out a good. What is it? That Krishna demonstrated how he protects his devotees. Now that Krishna protected his devotees does not mean that Yudhishthira's gambling was good or that Bhishma's silence was good. They're still bad. So Yudhishthira also, he laments later. He says, you know, I just got carried away at that time. So the point is that in the past, by looking at the past, if you can learn, okay, I could have done like this, I could have done like that. And we learn from it, then that's positive. But if we keep lamenting about it, it's bad. So it's not that everything that we have done is God's will. We have committed mistakes and they are not God's will, they are God's sanction. We wanted to do it and Krishna allowed us to do it. But whatever has happened in the past, Krishna can bring good out of it also. So therefore, we don't lament too much about it. The Mahabharata says that lamentation achieves nothing except to sap the energy of the lamenter. So we can acknowledge that in the past I made some mistakes, but move on now. Learn from it. What I can do to avoid mistakes in the future, but more. It's not that everything that happens is Krishna's will. Some of it is Krishna's sanction. It's not his will. Now, Krishna himself sent a Shanti Duta to avoid war. Duryodhana still rejected him. So Duryodhana's rejection was not Krishna's will. He wanted Duryodhana was adamant about doing it, and Krishna said, okay, then I'll sanction it. Sometimes we may also sometimes act like Duryodhana's. But Krishna can bring... Duryodhana was consistently against Krishna. We as sadhakas, we may sometimes do some wrong things, but we are not consistently against Krishna. Hey, that's the bad thing. I'll come back on the track. So Krishna can bring good even out of the bad. Does it answer your question? Thank you.